We're on Daf Vav Amad Aleph, really the bottom of Daf Hey Amad Beis. We're here over here. How much is a shliach mechuyev to witness in order to be able to say v'fanei nichtav, v'fanei nichtav? And we hear the memory of Rabbi Loza. We mentioned last week, Achleikis Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, in the beginning of the second Perek, learned that the Shita Achas means the important Shita, Shem Ha'ish Ve'isha V'azman. He has to mention this. He has to be there, b'shas ma'is, in order to be able to say b'fanei nichtav. And Taisha seems to say pshat, sh'loi ro'a el'shita rishoyne, d'mistome saimoy lishmo. I see that the shita rishoyne was lishmo. The shita rishoyne is not necessarily the shem ha'ish ve'isha v'azman. But if he started writing lishmo, the shliach can assume it ended lishmo, and therefore he could already say b'fanei nichtav. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi said, afilu kan kulmese v'kan megilte. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, afilu shoma kan kulmese v'kan megilte. Tikun ha-kulmes. He heard when they were fixing the pen, ha-klap, and they were preparing the cloth for the get. Shama shetiknu lishma. So they were misaken it that the purpose of preparing this cloth and sharpening the pen, so they said that's what the shliach heard. He heard they are doing this l'shem v'ish v'isha. Velinire, Rashi says, I would say a different shot, kam kulmes kel ha-kulmes shu-kosei v'kel ha-yiriya shu-nishma. Shu-nishma v'kel ha-kulmes shu-kosei v'kel ha-yiriya shu-nishma kimi sho-ima kam. That means he heard the scratching of the pen over the cloth. Mistame, he heard how the Baal told the Sefer to write the sketch L'shem Ha'ish Ve'isha. Perhaps noch besser, he heard that the Sefer is saying, I'm writing the get L'shem Ha'ish Ve'isha. And then all of a sudden he heard scratching noises. So he could also say B'fanei nichtav. So the get was written in front of me L'shma. Ve'iz the garsi kalkul meser. Like else, you don't have to say the sound like a kam. No, he heard the coil of the kulmas. Let us see, Kaisers. Afilu kulmas leidomi lesume the posel lahavi get prepared shani. So Kaisers asks a pertinent question. If it is not necessary to witness at all the ksivas I get, so why is a sume posel? So Taisha says, Leidomi lesume de posel. Kam kumise is better. Now, to understand the Taishas, understand better of the Gemara, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh is on Daf Tzadik Beis. The Rosh is as follows. Ois Gimel, in the second column. Rav Ashi Omar, afilu, shoma kam kumese v'kam megilte. Perish Rashi, tikin hakumis v'aklap. He heard how they were misakin the pen and the clap. Shetiknu l'shmo. When they were chaytach, the kulmes, achlikem oiser, some of them achlik the klav. So he heard that they're doing it lishmo. So the Rosh says, "Voloishi etzorach tikkun haklaf akumis lishmo." Now, don't get misled that the machshirim of the ksivis haget, which is tikkun akumis and tikkun haklaf, that also has to be muksha l'shem ha'ish v'isha. There's no such thing. The davke ksive v'chsimu debina lishmo. All we need lishmo is ksive v'chsimu. V'loy machshireho. We don't need that the machshirim have to become, they have to be machshir them l'tzoyrech the lishmo. Elo shoma. No, pshat the gemara is like this. Kshetiknu akumis v'kav. He heard when they were massacring the Kulmas Vaklav. Sha'omru, they said, they lichtavai get lishmo. That the reason they're doing this, because they want to write a get for this and this woman. Umistome kain osu. So mistome, this get was take written lishmo. The get was written lishem v'isha. Now, he explains that we have to say as follows. V'hu shero haklaf acher shetiknu. That means he had he saw the cloth. He heard that there, he was in a different room. He heard them being misaken the cloth. L'shem this isha. They're going to write a get for this isha. And who shelo aklaf acha shetiknu, and he saw the cloth. After they were misaken, so this is the cloth that they are writing l'shem this issue. That's what it was prepared for. Acha shenichta, then he went away. He comes back 10 days later. He sees a get written on this cloth. Acha shenichta makiroi betviyasayim. He recognizes, oh, this is the klap that 10 days ago they said they're preparing this klap in order to write a get for this chochel. That's what they had said. Now he sees 10 days later this klap. It's written with shame chochel. So mistameh, it was prepared to be written for this chochel. So Mustama was taka written for this roch. Hilkach ein lahachshir sume ayidei kan kumese bekan megil. So therefore, it is not sufficient they heard that they're preparing the klaf for roch. They have to recognize later when the get is given, when the get is already written, that this is the klaf that was prepared for Rochel. So a sume who doesn't have a tviyas ayin can never be able to say, is never able to say before nay nichtav. That means before nay nichtav is only, that means if we know that this klaf was prepared, for Rochel mimishpachas kon, That they knew it was prepared for this Rochel. And later they see a get written out to Rochel. So they assume, on this klap, so we assume, just like it was prepared to be written for Rochel min Mishpachas Kohn, so Mamele, it was Mistama written also for Rochel Mishpachas Kohn. So now we have a reason why Asum is no good, because it is not sufficient the Shmiyas Kalkumis without getting a Tvias Ayin in the Klaf alone. Avala Taisvis Kosvu, a different reason. She'ein lahakshir sumay de Kalkumise, mishum denire shakren im yoimer befonei nechta. That means such a loshen, befonei nechta was kechasmet in front of me, this is, it's nireke sheker, if he's assuming. So mamela, this loshen bechlal is a pesazoi, not a good loshen. V'im yoimar shamati kan kumise, So the sumo will say something else. It shouldn't be nire kishakshen. He'll say, I heard kanku misa. Eine moir, the bini shema loshen shatik no chachomim. You have to say the loshen the chazawa misachin, ke the krishis leo, the yadati ein moir lorot. Umidibreim lomata. So now the Rosh has a diuk that means the way he had learned Pshat, you don't have to give Torah why a Summa cannot say before Nainikta, because this whole dreidel of Kam Kumase can only be used if the Shliach in Benkach or Benkach, the interim between the Tikkun HaKlal and the Ksivus Haget, he was able to see which cloth they were misakin, that he's able to assume that this is the cloth that they were misakin l'shem rochel kohen, and this is the same cloth that's in l'shem rochel, so it's for rochel kohen. If Taisvis had to look for a teretz by a sumo can say before the nechta, v'reim l'madu shem tzod sh'yira cloth for yakiro. Taisvis holds that the shliach does not have to see the cloth. Ki mistome kivin sh'omru. Since they had said, "Lichtoy v'lishmo b'shash etiknu aklav," when they were misakim the klav, they said the purpose is the writing this for this rochel kol. Teinosu, so mistama they wrote taker l'shem rochel kol mali b'klav zeh mali b'klav ash. So memele, so that's sufficient. I could also say before my nichta. No, assume I can't say because it's merzik yishik. Umiyu im shama sha'amur lichtev get lishmo. So it means you don't have to recognize the klaf either. But if he just heard that they said they're going to write again for rochu, leishome kan kumis say kamigil to le mahani, lishema le kosvu miyad, that means if preparations were already made for this get, so Memele, and so I can assume that this is the get that was prepared for, that they prepared for this get, for this rochel. But if Samusei they heard without a kan kumise, the kan megilta, they just heard that the sofum said with the right a get, for Rochel, and later they get again from Rochel, that alone is zikha not sufficient, because could be they said this, and then later they got another order, some emele. But if a maisa was already done for this one, so that means that scholas aksiva theoretically started, they had done already a maisa for the aksiva for this Rochel, then I can assume that this is the get for that Rochel. Oy Peirish Rashi, Rashi says another pshat, kan kumise kan megilte, sheshoma haboris hakumis alakav, shemashmiye kan kan bishas ksida. Rashi says the second pshat, that they heard some of the seifrim said they're writing, they're going to write l'shem this and this isha, and then all of a sudden, they're not there. Then all of a sudden they hear scratching, so they assume the scratching the stomach is this is the writing of the get. So that's also sufficient to say before my nechtav. That means if I heard the sefer saying he's writing l'shem this and this isha or this and this husband and I hear scratching, so I can say before my nechtav even though I did not witness it with my eyes. But that's also called before my nechtav. So these are the two mahalchem in Kan Kumise and Kan Megilte. I'd like to mention the Ritva by us brings down, the Meiri brings down, and Emerson in the Mashmois of Shulchan Aruch is also like this, that what Kan Kumise and Kan Megilte helps, it only helps for the ksiva. The lashon of the Ritva is Kitva says as follows. Nafilu l'rabe davka l'ksibu du samchine, avoloya l'ksime el debinin d'chosile l'gamri v'zebol. From my nechtam, and the kiyum aget, and the ksime yizikha, have to witness the ksime. That's a lotion of the Ritve, a lotion of the Meiri. The Meiri also says, Misha shoma keil hamichtov, yochil lohoid, hil v'nechtam befonov. The ksime was befonov. That's the mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch also. That it was nechtam befonov. So the Beishmur time is Abba from Taisvis and the Rosh, it would seem not like that. Because if Taisvis and the Rosh had to find a reason why Asuma is no good, so why do you have to look for reasons? The Chsime has to zikha be befono. This whole kula of Kan Kulmis and Kan Magil is only a kula in the Chsive. So from the Loshen of Taisvis, that Taisvis wants to figure out a reason why Asuma is no good, so why is Taisvis holds, the Chsime could also be with Kam Kulmas, Kam Megilt. Zat the Gemara, Tanya, Kevosei, the Ravash. We learned a raya to Ravash. A maybe get Mindina Sayo. A Shliach brought a get from Mindina Sayo. A filu hu bebayis, the Seifa Baliya, he was bebayis, and the Seifa was on the second floor. Hu Baliya, the Seifa bebayis. A filu nichnas, the yoitse, kol hayoin kula. A filu he's entering and leaving the whole day, kosher. Tu chidush. So the Gemara goes back on the ratio. Hu bebayis, the Seifa Baliya. Holoi kochozilei. Like the Gemara, how can he say before my nichtav, he doesn't see the ksiva saget? Alolav ke gain de shome kan kumese ve kan megilte. Is a raya that kan kumese and kan megilte is sufficient. Oh, mama. Now, what does it say further in the Braise? Afilu nichnas ve yaitse kola yaim kulay kosh. Says now, anuchidish, that afilu, he went in and out the whole day, it's also kosher. Now, who went in and out? Man, Eli Mishliach, if you say the Shliach went in and out, Hashto hu bebayis v'soif abaliyah v'leichos v'lei amrit kosher, if you'll say that if he wasn't there at all, he was bebayis v'soif, was baliyah kosher, nichnas v'yaitzei mi boy, savada givis nichnas v'yaitzei. And nichnas v'yoytze is zicha better. He witnessed part of the ksiva. Ela seifa. Now what it says, afilo nichnas v'yoytze is going on the seifa. Frag de gemore pshite, mishum de nichnas v'yoytze nafseline. Because the Sefer went in and out, so we should passel the get. Leitzriche de nofak leshuke. No, speaking, not somebody went in and out. He went out to the shuk, also, and he came back. Mal de teime inish achine ashkeche. Maybe he found someone else. For omale, he told them to write for his wife. Kamash malo. Now, let us appreciate the Chiddush, the Maram Shiv says like this. The Sefer says, he's writing for this, Yaakov is getting Lochol, he said that. Yeah, but he didn't start to write a word. He's talking, he's doing everything under the sun, but he's not writing. Then all of a sudden he goes out to the Shuk, comes back in a half an hour, he rolls up his sleeve, boom, he starts writing to get. This is a very modern maise. That means the whole time before he went out to the shuk, he wasn't writing. Then he went out to the shuk and he comes back right away and he starts writing. So we can say two things. Either he got a coffee there, so maybe before he was too tired to write. Or we can say, he met someone over there and told him, no, write a get for my wife, and
and he offered them a lucrative price, and then all of a sudden he became a Zoritz. So Memele, and the Shliach who was standing there, didn't have the chutzpah to speak to the Seifa, and the, but the Shliach, all this, he was there before, and he's there now, he can nichnas v'yaitzik. So the Chiddush is, even though the this is very odd, the Anog of the Seifa, the Shliach can still say before my nichtav, they don't have to be chayish that this occurred. It's a very, it'll be a very modern mice. He found, Mamish in the Shuk, he found another Yosef ben Shimon, who had a wife, Rochel. I mean, this is very not shchiach. It's not mistava that this occurred. So even though the actions of the Sefer are a little modern, why he just started writing after he came back from the Shuk. But this should not shafareyes in the Befonai Nichtav of the Shliach. Zuk Rashi, the Nofak Leshuke, Seifer Yotza Leshuk, Lemokim Sheyesh Shom B'nei Odom Hab, there's a lot of people there. Ma de Teime Inu Shachine Ashkeche, another person found him, Sheshmoik Ishmoi Shoze, Vom Alay Lichtev Leget, and now he's starting writing a get with the Psazaz Rizus. It's Kamash Malon, but not Chaydish. The Mayim Chaim, in the back of the Gemara, this is a Pirish from the Yichodosh. The Gemara is page 54. I don't know the other Gemaras. But he says, I just read it off, he says as follows. He tells a Shaila. He says, Rei Paiskim hold like the second pshat in Rashi. That Kan Kulmese is that he heard how the Sefer was writing the get. That is the Taich Kan Kulmese. So he says, how much does he have to hear? We have a Chiddush from Rav Ashi, even though he didn't witness the Ksiva, he heard the Ksiv, that's also good. Now, how much does he have to hear? We had, if it's in front of him, before we had a member of Rabbi Lozo, if he witnesses the Ksiv, does it be there by the Ksiv, Shita Achas Lishmo is sufficient. If he did not witness the Ksivas Haget. He just hears scratching. How much scratching does he have to hear? So, others say that Teisul Rosh brings down back of such a day. So he says, if we will say that Kam Kulmis, since he's not there, he has to be there by the whole Ksivas Haget. We will assume that. He says, I say the Gemara is very sure. Gemara asks Akashem, what's the Chiddush of Yetzir and Nichnas? Yetzir Nichnas means he went in by the Sefer. He's not there the whole time by the Sefer. He walks in, he walks out, he walks in, he walks out. So Memel, like the Gemara, Madach, he's not even there at all. It's also good. So if he's there, walks in and walks out, it shouldn't be good. So like the Naim Chaim, like the Pekodesh, no. But if he's not there at all, he has to be there by the whole Ksivas again. He has to be by the whole get from A to Z. Here, Yoitzi v'nichna shlom to be by the whole Ksivas Haget. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. Okay. Yoitzi v'nichna. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Shani yosom. Vavagav d'lechozi le'okoshom ha'kalkumese be'kulegite. Ma she'en kein hoche di Yoitzi v'nichna. Here's a Yoitzi v'nichna. So weiss doch heus, that kalkumis means you don't have to hear how the whole get was written. Especially when learning Taisvis. Taisvis says, as long as you heard the beginning of the get, so he heard that I'm writing l'shem do, he has two scratches, he goes out already. Finish. So the Gemara says, so then the Gemara is asking, I'm here to kikasha. So the Gemara is asking, so if he's on the first floor, and he hears two scratches after I'm writing a get lishmo, that's sufficient. So if he walked in and he saw him run and he saw this, he walked out again. So it's sicher good. What's the chiddush? Afilu yaitziv v'nichnas. Therefore, the Gemara says, it's been about now that the sefer was a yaitziv v'nichnas. Now let us see Tosfos. Hashtahu b'bayitz. Loiboy lemeimed afilu nichnas v'yaitzi b'bayitz kama. So Tosfos asks on the Gemara's kasha, Bishlam of yaitziv v'nichnas is going, he's by the sefer. So the Gemara is asking a kash. The Gemara is asking Madach if he was in a different room. He never saw the ksiva said it's sufficient. So Yaitziv and Nichnas is Icha sufficient. That's very good. The Gemara's kash. Maybe Yaitziv and Nichnas is going when he's not in the same room. Shoma, he heard Kan Kulmese. And not only Shoma Kan Kulmese, he's a Yaitziv and Nichnas by this Kan Kulmese. That's Tosfos kasha. Avilu nichnas v'yaitze bebayis koma d'yaitze. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That this is speaking about that hu bebayis v'seifa baliyeh, and he's a yaitze v'nichnas bebayis. So Tosfos says, no, the yaitze v'nichnas mashma l'mokim sha'seifa koisei. The mashmois of yaitze v'nichnas it's coming in and going out, that means from where the get is being written, not in the, in another room where he was standing. Nichnas means he's entering the mokim ksivas haget. So l'chayre, if we will assume that Tosfos understood like the Mayim Chayim, so it's very difficult to understand what Tosfos kasha was. The Mayim Chaim says, the Brichoder says, that Shoma Kal Kumise, the Tchila Saget, that means he just has to be there, he hears the Sefer that's writing, that the Sefer says he's writing L'shem this and this, Ish V'Isha, then he hears two scratches, three scratches, and then he can leave already, that's finished. So what's the Yerevusana of Yaitzi v'Nichnas? So what's Yaitzi v'Nichnas? He also had three scratches. I mean, Yaitzi v'Nichnas, he heard he's writing which one he heard, and then he left already. I mean, so that's Kalkumis. What's the Chilik? Bishleim, if we don't learn like the Prichodos, so then Taisa says, I'm a Yodikikashe. Kalkumis means he has to be there by the whole get. That's a Taish Kalkumis. And then it says he doesn't even be there. Avavula Yaitzev and Nichnas. He wasn't even there by the whole get. So Memele, so that was Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says it's a good Kasha, but the Loshen of Nichnas means his Nichnas Eitzel HaSeifer. But according to the Prichodosh, L'chayre, it's very unclear what Tosfos is asking. Zok the Gemara weiter. Itma, we learned a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Bavel, what a loche does Bavel held? Rav Omar ke Eretz Yisrael egitin. Rav says Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel Omar ke Chutz Loretz. And Shmuel says Bavel is like Chutz Loretz. So the Gemara says, Leime Bahoke Miflegi. What is a machlokes Rav Shmuel? The Mar Sovel of Ishain Ein Biki in Lishmo, Rav holds the Tam. That you have to say before Nai Nichtov is because of Name Din is Yamana Boki Lishmo. Vahani Gmiri, but in Bobble, they were Boki Lishmo. O Mar Sovel Shain Ein Mitzuyim Lakaimo. And Shmuel holds the Tam that you have to say Medin is Yamas because Ein Ein Mitzuyim Lakaimo. Vahani Nami Lashrichi. And from Bobo Teretz Yisrael Tzvoi Shchichi, so that'll be the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. V'tizbere v'rabe islay de rove. Rabbe holds like rove. What everyone knows you need kiyum. So what's the score of Rav? Elo de kul alme be'ino lekaimot. Everyone holds be'ino lekaimot. Rav sova kiven dike mesifte mishkach shchichi. Now, before we see Rashi, let us see Tosfos, and then we'll come to Rashi. Bavel Rav Omar Eretz Yisrael. So Taisa says, what is this speaking about? Mimdine limdine bebovo pligi. It's speaking about Medina limdine bebovo. The Ba'oisa Medina, in the same Medina, Maidu Shmuel Dein Tzore, in the same Medina you don't have to. The Av Al-Gav the Omar Begirsayu Tridi, even though the Gemara said that in Bovel, the Talmidei Chachomim were Torah Begirsayu, so we'll see they were unable to be made on the Chsimis of Bnei Iram, it just means to say that even though we'll see Emerson, we have it's speaking about Medina Medina Bebogel. And we'll see that the Svara of Rav is, because Rav says, for example, there was, just to understand a little better, there was a yeshiva in Surah, there was a yeshiva in Nardol. These were different medinas in Bovel, and there were yeshivas in these two medinas. Now, people used to come from Surah to Nardol, and Nardol to Surah, to learn in the yeshivas. So Memela Sarav said, so there's no problem whatsoever if someone will send a get from Nardol to Surah. So what's your problem? You have a problem that's in Medina, 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 Sayom, and one of Eidim Mitzvim Lekaima. You do have Eidim Mitzvim Lekaima. Why? Because there are Talmid Chachamim from Nardor who find themselves in Surah. So if you'll send a get from Nardor to Surah, there's people in Surah. There's a lot of Nardor people just walking to the Beis Medrash. There's a lot of Nardor people who are in Surah, and they'll be able to Mekayim the Shabbat. That's what Rav said. And Shmuel said, Tridi Begirsayi. These people, these Talmidei Chacham that went from Nardor to Surah, they don't know how to recognize anyone's signature. They're too involved and immersed in their learning. I just would think it's Kedai to tell over a Maisa from an Odom Godel Miyoy. Someone told me over this Maisa, he witnessed that he was there Bishas Maisa. It was Tammuz, Zahat Tammuz, and he was going from his house to the yeshiva to give a shir. And he went to the closet to take out his winter coat. So his son-in-law went over to him and he told him, Rosh Yeshiva, it's Tammuz. He said, oh, right? It's Tammuz, you don't need a winter coat. So that means he was so immersed in the shir, he was so immersed in learning, that he didn't realize all these bushes of facts that it's Tammuz. He knew Tammuz, you don't need a winter coat, but he didn't have that it's Tammuz, that you don't need a winter coat. So that's what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, what is Rav saying? Rav's saying that we should know there's no problem to find people to be mekayim the chsimis from the anshei Nardor, even though they're bringing you get to Surah, even though it's two medinas, because you go to the yeshiva, there's many Surah bochem, there's many Nardor bochem in Surah, so memeila, so they'll be able to be mekayim. The same way you'll send a get from Surah to Nardor, so there's many Surah bochem in Nardor, so you also have Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaim. So Shmuel said, these Bochrim who are in the yeshiva, Begil Sayyid, they know, you'll ask him, you come from Nardor, maybe that they'll know. In fact, I come from Nardor. You know Beryl from Nardor? Beryl? I know Beryl. Beryl, you recognize the signature. Now he knows Beryl, now he knows the signature. So Mimela, they're completely immersed in learning, so it's no trufa. So Al Koponim, so this is what, that we'll see in Rashi. So this is the Machlekes Rav Shmuel. So Taisus is saying, the whole Machlekes is only, it's Medina, Medina Bebovel. So there, Lemaise, Rav wanted to say that even though there's no Shayoras Mitzuyas, it's two Medinas, but you could rest assured you have in each Medina people who will recognize the Chsimas from the other Medina. The Ba'isa Medina, but the same Medina in Babel, Maide Shmuel Dein Tzorek. Shmuel there is also Maide, don't say before Nei Nechta. The Aval Gav, the Omer Begi, Sayu Tridi, even though Shmuel said the Tamidi Chachomen, the Yeshivis of Begi, Sayu Tridi, Haina Loimed Le Shivi Yaisa Mishal Chutzlores. It's not Choshev more than any other Chutzlores. That means, this means to say like this. That means every Oisei Medina b'Medina Sayom. That Altskiyim you don't have to say. Why don't you have to say Altskiyim? Not because of the Talmidei Chachomim which find themselves in the yeshiva. That means in one Medina there are people, there are not people around who will be Makid the Chsimis. So Memele in Bovel, even though the Talmidim and the Yeshivas are completely engrossed and immersed in their learning, but you don't need them to be Mekayim the Chsimis in the same Medina. There are other people around who are not engrossed and immersed in learning. So in Mele, so Ba'is and Medina, there won't be any problem. It's b'Medina, Medina l'Medina, that's from one Medina, another Medina in Babel. So they're the only oifen akiyum is only because in Surah they're not the Tamidim from Nerdo. So Rav said, so you have someone in Surah to be Mekayim a get written from Nerdo. So, and that's more said by Gersai Trigu. We bubble out it, she saw Nami like I read, I neplutted Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, the Somoch, we're also not speaking about me bubble. Let's see. So that's a sugya anomad beit. Now let us see Rashi. A rabbi is like the rabbi. When a hey nami digmiri, he says, a filler you'll say that in Bovo, the Tamida Chachomim, but even the Medina Lemdini, being a Lekaime, since it's Medina Lemdini, we have to be Mekaime. Misifte yeshiva is kvuis, this kavuadiki yeshiva is achas besure, vachas benado, they went from one yeshiva to another yeshiva. Umishara Yoris, Lohen, and from the other cities, they went to the two yeshivas, Lumay Torah. So just like we had a svore, when there's Eile Rigolim, we had a song, there's Bote Dinim, so maybe people get together and they're acquainted with the chsimes. So here's also the same thing. So Shmuel said, no, Bigil Sayu Trido. They don't recognize the chsimis. Chayre Rash means they don't even recognize the chsimis of the Bnei Iram. Zog the Gemara weiter. Itmanam. Omar Abade, Omar Abune. Osinu Atzmeinu Bebobo, Keretz Yisroel Egidim. In Babel, we gave ourselves a din of Eretz Yisrael. At what? The Medina, the Medina, the Babel, we will not say before Nei Nechta. Mechi also Rav the Babel. When Rav came to Babel, then we said we are equivalent to Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to say before Nei Nechta. Itmar Nami, the time is from the Shechichim Mesiftehu, he also Rav Lebobo, when Rav came to Bobo, Vikova Yeshiva Besure. Rav made a Yeshiva Besure. Ude Shmuel Havoy Ben Ardoi. Shmuel already had a Yeshiva Ben Ardoi. So Memela, when Rav came to Bobo, so he had already Yeshivas in Surah and Ardoi. Memela, so then already you had people from Ardoi and Surah, so in Ardoi. Havo Mikor Eloi. But before Rav came to Bobo, so we only had one place. So it seems, so that wouldn't help the situation. Aval gav the gemiri, even though in Bobo they were gemiri, they see him to the din of Lishma. Mishigola yechonya le Bobo vacheresh vamaske ime le poske teire mehem. Teire never was nifsak from Bobo when the cheresh mazgel came already to Bobo. They were sent out before the chum, they were sent out. They should make the yisaidis of teire. Cheresh mazgel were rizike tamid chacham. But then you still have to say before Nei Nichtav als Kiyu. But now, when Rav came to Bovel, so now there's no need to say als Kiyu, because we have already Yeshivas and Bovel in Surah Neldor. Mosiv Rav Yirmiya, Rav Yudah Ima, Mirekem leMizrach veRekem kiMizrach. In the Mishnah, Abida says Merakim la Mizrach. We're speaking about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So from Merakim and Mizrach is Medina Sayom, Merakim ki Mizrach. Me'ashkelon la Dorim, Me'ashkelon ki Dorim, Me'akel la Tzofim, Me'akel ki Tzofim. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? It's Rabbi Yehuda saying that from Aku, the whole Ruach Tzofonis is a din of Medina Sayom. Well, Bovel, the Tzvoyne, the Eretz Yisrael came. Bovel is in Tzofen. Perceive, the Yemer Hashem Eilai Mitzofen Tiposei Choro. It's the only way we can prove that Bovel is in Tzofen of Eretz Yisrael is because that's what says in the Posek. That's Bovel. Usnan, Rameyer Oime, Akko Keretz Yisrael Legitin. Rameya said, Akos Keretz Yisrael Legitin, and Eish Rabbi Yehuda said, Akko is also Kibbutzina Siyam. Mi Akko Letzofen, Vaki Kitzof. Rameya Roy Me Akko Keretz Yisrael Legitin, no Akko is a din of Eretz Yisrael. Afil Rameya Leikoma, Elo Ba Akko, the Mikarve. Akko that's close to Eretz Yisrael has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Aval Bovel de Melchiko, but Bovel is Rochik from Eretz Yisrael, Loi. So Memele, so we have here Akashim. From our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Klo, from Akku and Tzofen, we are mentioning the boundaries, what falls into the category of Medina Sayyam. And we have in Tzofin from Akko and further. Amir says Akko alone is a din of Eretz Yisrael to get number. From Akko and further, you go further north. It's everything is a din of Medina Sayom. Now Bovel is the north of Eretz Yisrael. The Afal Pikein, you're telling me that the Bovel doesn't have to say. Bovel does not have a din of Medina Sayom. Now, let's explain a little better. It says in the Mishnah, Amevi get mimdina limdina bimdina sayom, zog shemu fani nichta fani nech. That's what we had in the Mishnah. Now, when the Mishnah says, what's called Medina sayom, may akko, the tzofn is called Medina sayom. So that means from akko further, mimdina limdina bimdina sayom will have to say. Now, bubbles and tzofn of Eretz Yisrael, so it also should fall into the category of a maybe mimdina lamdina mimdina sayom that you have to say. So the Gemara answers, hum meisiv lo, vuhum mefarik lo, lebar mi bovel. That means the Mishnah includes everything besides bovel. Let us see Rashi. Mirekem leMizrochi Shaloilom b'Soifei have a Medina Sayom b'Mizrochi Shal Eretz Yisrael. Mirekem Atzma k'Mizroch. Mirekem is also like Mizroch. K'Mizroch Koilom do Medina Sayom. Ma'Akol leTzfeinu Shaloilom uVovel Hosam Kaimo bein Akol leTzofen. And it says that's Medina Sayom. So the Gemara says leBar miVovel diketaime. Leteir, the word leteir is unclear. Lechel dika time lepture is a time to pat above it. Now let us see Taisus. Chi also rav lebover. when Rav came to Bovel, Perish HaKuntres, Vehirbo Yeshivas. So what did the Gemara say? Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Huna, Asinu Atzmeinu Bebovel Ke Eretz Yisrael Legitin, Chiyosa Rav Lebovel. So it seems Rav Huna is saying as follows, Kozman, there weren't Ribu Yeshivas in Bovel, so Bovel was like every other Medina Sayyam. Mdina Lemdina, you have to say, but since there's now Ribu Yeshivas, so you have in each yeshiva from all over, so Mamela, that's why you don't have to say. So, when did Bavel become like Eretz Yisrael? Bisman Rab, Asinu Atzmeinu, the Bavel Keretz Yisrael, Mechiyosa Rab Le Bavel. But before Rab made a yeshiva in Bavel, in Sure, so then Bavel had a din like Medina Sayyam. That's what Rav Huna is saying. So the Gemara asks Akasha and Rav from our Mishnah. Shteitach meyakol etzofen. So lechayra, so Taisez Amir de Kekasha. What's Akasha and Rav? The Mishnah is speaking about, we're just saying, when Rav came, the Mishnah was before Rav. So the Gemara only said, when Rav came to Bavel, so then, when Rav came to Bavel, so then Bavel got a din of Eretz Yisrael to give him because Talmidim are going to both yeshivas. The Mishnah is speaking about before Rav came to Bavel. We might have before Rav came to Bavel, you have to say before him, if the Bavel's came. Amir de Kekash, Perish HaKuntas, Vehir be yeshivas. Vekosha, Dim came my porich mi masnis in the meyakol etzof and she nishnis kaidim shebo Rav le Bavel. This was written before Rav came to Bavel. So memele, so it's very schwer. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam. So the Rabbeinu Tam is chilek on Rashi. Mechi osa Rav lebovel v'hoire lonu in Rav said she mimois yechonye she golu imoi lebovel acheresh v'masker dina liyus keretz Yisrael legit. He says not Rav made it like Eretz Yisrael. When Rav came to Bovel, he told us that Bovel always had it in Eretz Yisrael because of the cheresh and masker. You have to know how the Cheresh and Masker helped the situation. Maybe they also made a lot of yeshivas. So there was a lot of yeshivas, I used to be in this man of the Cheresh and Masker. So the Maisel was always Eidim Mitzrim L'Kaimoy. In Bovel, they were unaware of this till Rav came. But Al Koponim, Rav said that Bovel always had a din of Eretz Yisrael. Since the Cheresh and Masker came. So Mamela, so if that's Pshat, so Mamela, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Ma'akul Tzofen. So the whole Tzofen is Medina Sayyam. Chema Forsh Peresh Pakol Marvin of Besayt Murbe. But that's Pshat. The Legoros Omar Avun Omar Rav, Sharabat Mule Yoim and Mechios Arab Lobov. We don't have this. We have, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna. Yesh meforshim, v'chi osa Rav, loy Rav mamish, l'kloima Rabbonim u'balei Teire. He says, the Gemara is saying, Rav does not mean the Amore Rav, Rav means Rabbonim. V'chi osa Rabbonim le'bovel, so memele, so then bovel is a din of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Rashi is very schwer. Rashi lam sham chiyosa Rav lebovel means when Rav came lebovel. So what's the kasha from the Mishnah? When Rav came to Bovel, then Bovel got a din of Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah was before Rav came to Bovel. The Chiddush Haran wants to find for Rashi. Chiddush Haran says as follows: Vikshe ole betoisvitz, imkay my poch mi mas nis and dem hakolotzof and shenish deskoy nem sheborav lebovel. So what's the kasha on Rav? Or the didi like kasha? The shape poch. V'hochi kama the Vadai Rameya Barabonon the Pligu Baakul. Let's figure out, we have in the Mishnah Machloikis Rameya and the Chachomim Baakul. Loi Pligi Ishrihi U Gemiri Eloi. The Machloikis between Rameya and Chachomim is not as is Akul Ishrihi U Gemiri, they know Lishmo, they say the Mitzvim Lekaimoi. If Rameya says Akul Keretz Yisrael Kegitten, Megitten, that some male, so in other words, Rameya is saying it's shrichi gemiri, so the chachamim will not think zech b'metzias. Ela tamayik deshalay tachlik b'medinis hayom. You hold your 100% right? Akozich keretz Yisrael. But we can't, since it's in Yisod, it's medinis hayom, so my male is a svara lay tachlik b'medinis hayom. We can't differentiate to make this medinis hayom yes and this medinis hayom no. Va'afilu Rameya loikom, asuk tachdush yeran, and afilu Rameya, that said, we do differentiate in Medina Siyam, ela ba'akul de mekalve, because akul is close. So then you can say that the Medina Sasmuches, or the Ayoras Sasmuches, doesn't fall into the category of Medina Siyam. Avul bode, the melchike vade moide de leime vlogine beinolem Medina Siyam. So that's Shad the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's asking a Meirah the Kekasha. That means, what are you telling me? Bovel has a din of Eretz Yisrael, there's the Milas of Eretz Yisrael, Zaydim Mitzvim Lekaima. So the Gemara's asking a Meirah the Kekasha. Akka also has all the Milas of Eretz Yisrael. And by Akka we have a Machlikas Tanoi. The Chachamim hold Milas Ein, Milas Abel Amaisa, Le Tachlik Mimdina Sayom, that everything that falls into the category of Medina Siyam is same before Neinichta. And the whole svara of Rameya is, the Rameya says, Akel Keretz Yisrael, because it's Samuch, it's Karif Teretz Yisrael. So since it's Karif Teretz Yisrael, so they gave it in the Veretz Yisrael. Aber, that's Rochig Sichana. Sichana is in the Veretz Yisrael. Mefakino, so what's the Gemara's teretz? Levar mi bovel. Lefi sheshmo oleho. Bovel does not fall into Medina Sayon. Bovel is a bazundere, lefi sheshmo oleho, bekulon bekin, loy osi lemiti. That means, le tachlik be Medina Sayon, is only a svore in that that this city doesn't have a distinct mile. A bubbovel is in Gansen Mufki from Medina Sayom. Sheshmo Aleo, bubble bubble is the Eretz Yisrael of Medina Sayom. Bubble is in Gansen Anders. So the Shaloi Tachloik, that means Mistama Akub Shad is Akub is a little better than Medina Sayom. So Mamela, so the Shah, do you say Leitachlik? Don't you say Leitachlik? Perhaps the mile that it has should be a smora, not to say before, not to say before Necht. Oh, it's Leitachlik, it's fault. It fault has characteristics of Medina Sayom. Bovel is the Eretz Yisrael of Medina Sayom. It's Meyuchit. So there they didn't say Leitachlik. That is how Rashi, that's how the Ram would say, that's a Rashi Lim Shat in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Abheichen hu Bovel. Now, where does Bovel go? That means we have Bovel as a unique Bokim, we have Shayoros Metsuyas, you have its Gemiri, a double, it seems, this is not totally in the map one will find in Town Hall. That means the Milo of Bovel is not totally what Town Hall calls Bovel. That means the Chelik of Bovel, which was Gemiri, Shrichi, so to where does Bovel go? Amar apope ke machlekes leyuchsin kach machlekes legit. We have a mesechtes kedushin. A machlekes legabe yuchsin, what falls into the category of bovel? Let's see what Rashi says.
Ashi says, "Kemachlekes leyuchsin beperik asor yuchsin bekaimel on kol haarotzeis isa leeretz Yisrael." All haarotzeis are isa leeretz Yisrael. Isa means they're mixed up. That means as follows: that in hilchis yichus, that means they became mixed up in by klal Yisrael psulim pegumim. And we don't know who's who. So, kol ha-rotzeis, it says like this, all lands are Isa le-Eretz Yisrael. That means in comparison to Eretz Yisrael already, we know more or less the Mamzerim, the Chalolim, the Nesinim, etc. So, kol ha-rotzeis Isa le-Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael, Isa le-Bovel. Bovel was a mocking that was completely pure of the Irov of Gumim, because it says when Ezra left Bovel, he realized he's not going to be there anymore. So all the psulim he brought to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't want them to become this Arab Manche Bovel. So Bovel Lamaisa was in Yichas, who was pure. Everyone knew what Yichas he was. So it says as follows. So there's a machloikis, there's different shittas, till when it's called Bovel, and we say that, kol ha-rotzis isla ha-tzisol ha-tzisol isla le-Bovel, ifliku, and so that means that Bovel was the most purest mokim l'gabi hilchas yichas, ifliku ha-som ad-heichanu, to where, what are the boundaries of Bovel? So the Gemara said over here, Kemachleikis leyuchs and kachemachleikis legitin. There, there's different shitas to where Bubble extends to the Gabi yuchs. The same thing, the Gabi gitin. Rav Yosef ama machleikis leyuchs and abo legitin divrei hakel ad arbe tinyone de gishri. What does Rashi say? Arbe tinyone arovish niye hasmucha legesher. It seems this is a mokim yodua. Was a certain arava tree near the bridge, so Memela, till there, that's Bovel, and from there on to say before Nechta, before you do have to say. Rav Chisda Matzrich me aktisfin lebei Altshir. Rav Chisda said that if one brings a get from aktisfin to bei Altshir, you have to say before Nechta. But they outshir lak tismin loy matzrich. But the other way around, you don't have to say. Frag the gemar lemek yosov of shem bekiyim lishmor. That the reason why from aktisfin lebei outshir, you do have to say. Me outshir lak tismin, you don't have to say. Outshir lak tismin, you don't have to say. Because he holds the time of shem bekiyim lishmor, bahani gmiri. And the bnei Archer were gemiri. The tizbere v'rabe isloy derove. As the Gemara says, but you need al tzkiim also. El dekolam avinu lekaimer. V'hani kiven the ozli. The bnei Archer that go to us at the bnei Archer that go to aktisvei. Kiven the ozli l'shuke l'osol. Since the Bnei Archer go to Atisvay, Hanech Yodi Bechsimis Yodi Dahani Vahani Bedahanach Layod. It's more Vahani Bedahanach Layod. It's almost like this. Bekitzer, we'll see, the Bnei Archer used to come to Atisvay to do business. The Bnei Atisvay, since the Bnei Archer were always doing business with them, we'll see in Rashi, they borrowed Chavis, from the Bnei Aktisvein. So the Bnei Aktisvein were very acquainted with their signatures. So therefore, if a person will bring a get from Archil to Aktisvein, Yizicha don't have to say b'fani nechta, because it's Eidim Metsuyim Lekayim. Fact, the Gemara v'hani b'dahanach lo yodi, so memele, if the Bnei Archer come to Aktisman and they're there for business. So why do you say Davke the Bnei Aktisman recognize the signatures of the Bnei Archer? Who are then the Bnei Archer should recognize the signatures of the Bnei Aktisman? So the Gemara says, My time, Bishukayu treated. No, the Bnei Archer come to Actis when they're too involved in business, they will not recognize the Chsimes from the Bnei Aktisven. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Vahani Gemiri, the Bei Archer, Vahrabe Islay Dorobe, Vahrabe Islay Dorobe, Vahkiven, the Medina Lemdina, who be in a Lakaima. So the Mor says, Vahani the Bei Archer, Ozil Shukil Aktisven. They go to the market in Aktisven. Umaisrin lahem sham idiyas b'chaismin sham b'shtaris. B'chaismin shmam b'shtaris. That means the Bnei Archer used to come to Aktisvi for business and used to borrow money. And they used to, shmam b'shtaris, v'ashtaris b'yad b'nei Aktisvi, and used to borrow money from the Bnei Aktisvi. And atman shenigvi. Till these chayvus were paid up, the shtaris were by the gnei aktisvei. The fikach bnei aktisvei makirim chsimis bnei archer. So they were acquainted with the chsim of bnei archer. Hilkach getcha nechta ba'archer v'nishtach laktisvei eidim mitzuim lekaimoi. In aktisvei they know the signatures of the bnei archer. V'av bnei archer, that's number one. And number two, bnei archer, shahilchem shom l'shuk yikaimu. Another cheshbon Rashi says. Rashi says the bnei archer who are in Aktisven for business, so if you bring a get, so they're also, so you have people from archer in Aktisven who could be mekaim a get that was sent from archer. So you have two mekaim. Av o bnei archer, eino makirim chsimis bnei Aktisven. But if it will be the other way around, it will be they'll send the get from Aktisven to Archer. So even though the people of Archer were acquainted with the people of Aktisven, but they don't know their chsimis. Avnei Archer ain't makirim chsimis b'nei Aktisven. Va'af api shahilchim shom tomid l'schoire. Even though they always, the b'nei Archer are always in Aktisven, the whole yom hashuk b'shukayu treatment. They're always busy with the market. So they're never interested hastis in to be market the chsimis. Just let's see one taisus. And they also like this one they matzah. The entire the more wanted to say that. You don't have to say from Archer Laktisve, because they became Lishmo, the Gemara wanted to say. And that's what you don't have to say. Archer Laktisve, Nami Ligze, Meilech Otamevi, Kidamin Elel. What is this different than Meilech Otamevi? We hear that the Tana Basra says from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlot, even though they became Lishmo. But you have to say, Meilech Otamevi. So why over here, maybe Arch Latisven, you don't have to say. Shlom the Maskana, the Rabbi Islay, the Rabbi Lakul Alma, the Gazina, Meilech Otamevi. Don't say Arch Meilech Otamevi. If you ask, the reason you say me Eretz Yisrael above all is because of Tain Mitzim Lakaima. Venire. Now, let us just see the story. The Archer Bebobo. Archer was in Bobo. The Ibishachutzlo, Techibo Lameima, Nemik Sovov Hishain Bekin Lishma Bahani Gmiri, Ma Moyo the Gmiri, Hashini Shemiyarzadova the Kilkuli, where Fred Shemiyarzadova the Kula. Vaktisvain Alkohila mi bubble. Aktisvain is not mi bubble. The mi bubble, Aktisvain Ami Gmiri, Omaiko Mahani Lagmiri. First thing Mel wanted to say that's the difference. That Archer is Gmiri, and Aktisvain is not Gmiri. Both are bubbles, how could it be like that? The beloy ozil l'shuke. If both are bubble, namim rinulal rab the kamel kabosi bisura the shrichi mesifte. There's a lot of yeshivas. Rab does not hold the svar of three di begirsayu. So memele, so bubble v'chlau. There's no reason why you should have to say maktisman la'alche. Alabate alche be bubble. Baktisain love me bubble. Baktisain is not from bubble. Bahavim im dinulim din. Vein eidem etzuim lekaim. Oy lab de ozel ishuke. No le maise. The b'nei alche comes to Baktisain for business. Ashtapor shape. Varabe islai de rove. Varabai le matzrich mit de alche Baktisain. Even they ate them at Suyam Lakaima. That is Pshad, that was Pshad the Gemara's Kash. Va'afa Pisha Yismuchi Zulazu. Vayoyel at the Gelas Mapsig Beinem, Kadum Perkates and Ma'abrim. Kamokam Shivik Shtei Medinais. So that was the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara says, you should have to say, I'll say them at Suyam Lakaima, even though they were not too far away. The Gemara answers that there was no problem because the Bnei Archer went to Aktisvain and the Bnei Aktisvain recognized their signatures. Bnei Archer never recognized the signatures of the Bnei Aktisvain.